I know what to do. And aren't I doing a good job on this and this and this and this and this? In other words, you've got to soothe yourself before you'll close the gap. We have never seen anyone even one time, and we've seen everyone. We have never seen anyone even one time close their gap even a little bit while they were regretting not closing their gap. We've never seen anyone improve their vibrational relationship one time while they were beating up on themselves for where they are. You got to make peace with where you are, even if where you are is really where you don't want to be. You got to make peace with it or you can't close the gap. It's not possible. You cannot close the gap by being dissatisfied. Isn't that interesting? And people say, well, that's screwy, because if I start being satisfied with where I am, won't I stay there? We say, no, you haven't heard the whole story. Remember, your life has caused you to do the becoming. Being satisfied with where you are just lets you close the gap. Complaining about where you are doesn't let you move. Criticizing yourself for not being somewhere else doesn't let you move. Blaming others for not being more cooperative doesn't close the gap. The only thing that closes the gap are positive aspects, appreciation, self-love, giving yourself a break, reaching for feelings of relief. The only thing that closes the gap is making an effort to be satisfied with where you are. Satisfied with where you are and eager for more is the eternal stance of the source within you. That's who you are. Good.
Thank you.
Best thing you could ever ask yourself is, what is it that I'm thinking about you that is lining me up with who I am? Or what is it that I'm thinking about you that is keeping me from lining up with who I am? When you say, what is it about you that's bothering me? You render yourself powerless, because you can't change whatever they're doing. You try. You try with your influence, you try with your rewards and punishments, you try with your barricades and your sanctions, you try with your grounding them, you try to control their behavior so that you can appreciate more what they're doing because they've improved it. But you cannot control what anyone else does. So when you think even a little bit that how you feel is dependent upon what someone else is doing, you feel smothered, like someone has pressed a pillow to your face, and that's what makes you get mean and angry, because you're attempting the impossible. But when you put it in the framework where you have power, when you say, what is it that I'm thinking about you? What is it about my perspective about this? What is it about my vantage point? What is it about my thoughts over which I have total control that is keeping me feeling this way and separated from who I am? Now you've put yourself back in power. So now you can say, oh, it's that thing that I keep prodding and poking about you. It's that thing that I'm focused upon. It's that about you that I'm using as my excuse to separate me from me. It's that about you that I'm doing. I'm doing it to myself, and I'm using that about you as my excuse to do it to myself, but I'm doing it to myself. That's freedom. That's empowerment. That's deliberate creation. That's deliberately thinking. That's directing thought. That's being the source within you. That's what the source within you does, always, every time. The source within you never observes your weakness ever. Not ever. But you came forth willing to observe a little weakness in order to ask for more strength, and the source within you turns undivided attention toward the strength. You see how it works? So the only thing that ever goes wrong in anybody's personal experience, and the only thing that ever goes wrong is a personal thing that goes wrong in your personal experience, is you practice thoughts that are different from the thoughts within you, which is so screwy. How in the world could you get to doing that for very long when every time you thought one of those screwy thoughts, you had negative emotion that let you know you were doing it? So how do you get off kilter when you've got in the moment instantaneous guidance to let you know the relationship between who you really are and who you are allowing yourself to be? How is it that you could get so far out of whack with that? You stopped caring about how you feel. You stopped paying attention to your emotions, and you started paying attention to the response of others. Their frown or their smile became more important to you than your gut, you see. And that's why I want to say to our friend who sat in the hot seat and is not there right now, that's why sometimes you find yourself in a place where it feels like